Supreme Court considers Trump plan to end Haitian TPS quasi-amnesty. By Neil Monroe on April 29, 2026. The U.S. Supreme Court will review on Wednesday President Donald Trump's decision to end the temporary protected status, TPS, quasi-amnesty awarded to Haitian migrants by former President Joe Biden. The amnesty covers roughly 330,000 Haitians who either sneaked across the border or were allowed to enter despite their inadmissible status. Trump's deputies say Congress's law grants the president complete authority to award or end the TPS legal status, which grants work permits to migrants. One potential complication is that swing voting Justice Amy Coney Barrett has adopted two children from Haiti. Pro-migration groups say the poor migrants need protection from their own failure to manage their society, which has declined further because Biden's deputies awarded entry permits to many Haitian police, teachers, and healthcare workers. Most of Haiti's skilled population is now absorbed into the U.S. and Canadian consumer economies. You can listen to the oral arguments here. Business groups want to keep the poor and subordinate migrants because they allow companies and investors to generate additional profits without hiring Americans at decent wages or needing to invest in labor-saving machinery that would raise American productivity levels. CNN reported. Nearly 190,000 Haitian TPS holders were employed in early 2025, according to an analysis by Forward.us, a policy and advocacy organization. Many work in retail, hospitality, healthcare and other industries, serving as cooks and servers, stockers and packers and nursing assistants. They contribute an estimated $5.9 billion to the U.S. economy, as well as pay $1.6 billion in federal, payroll, state and local taxes, Forward.us found. The total population of 1.4 million TPS migrants from many countries generates $20 billion in gains each year for investors, according to a business-backed study by several economists. Democrats, and some Republicans, want to keep the Haitians and the other TPS migrants because they provide additional dependent clients for their urban political machines in New York, Chicago, and elsewhere.